The Andy Finn Show is back, and I'm here with Danny, my engineer, and we're moving on to the war on Christmas, the fake war on Christmas, because Fox News has been pushing this, as have the religious right. Certain people in the Christian community are feeling persecuted and claiming that there's just this conspiracy out there to keep people from celebrating Christmas and saying Christmas and all of that. O'Reilly has actually called it a conspiracy, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News. And of course, it's nothing of the sort. He said there's a secret plan as well. Not clear who has a copy of the secret plan, but I certainly didn't get a copy of it. And I have no problem with saying Christmas, but I have noticed over the years that what happens is people in stores tend to say things like Happy Holidays now. You could argue there's several reasons for that. There's more than one holiday. There's Christmas and New Year's. What are you supposed to say the day after Christmas? Happy New Year, I guess. Merry Christmas still. Happy Holidays combines both of them. But mainly what it does is it's inclusionary. That is, you know, I didn't have any Jewish friends. I never met a Jewish person when I was young until I moved away from Rochester, New York at age 21, and moved down to New Jersey. I'd never met a Jewish person. Suddenly I'm in an area where there's a lot of Jewish people. Well, I said Merry Christmas to a bunch of my Jewish friends, not knowing any better, or a bunch of Jewish people I worked with, and they're very forgiving of that. But that's not inclusive. I didn't know enough to wish them Happy Hanukkah. I do now, but you don't know when you meet somebody in the grocery store whether they're Jewish or Christian or atheist or Druid or whatever. And there's many, many more religions in this country now than there were, so that corporations, businesses have learned that the safest thing to do is just say Happy Holidays. Wish everyone good cheer, greetings of the season, and let's not take the chance that we're going to say, you know, Happy Hanukkah to a Christian, let's say. Well, Bill O'Reilly's position is that this is wrong, that we should be saying Merry Christmas to everyone. And he says, and we've covered this the last couple of weeks, but his position is this, rather untenable, I dare say. His position is that non-Christians don't get upset if you say Merry Christmas to them. So a Jew who you say Merry Christmas to, or a Muslim, or somebody who's a non-believer, they don't get upset. You know, everybody's bigger than that. You know, they don't worry about that. But then the person he was interviewing turned this around on him and said, well, by the same token, Christians aren't offended if when you say Happy Holidays. And he says, yes, they are. They absolutely are. So he has kind of a double standard. Well, here is a couple of the latest items from Bill O'Reilly and Fox News' War on Christmas.
In Plano, Texas, just north of Dallas, a school told students they couldn't wear red and green because they were Christmas colors. That's flat-out fascism. If I were a student in Plano, I'd be a walking Christmas tree after that order.
Ah, so let me stop it there. It turns out that that is 100% wrong. I don't know where he got this information. This was on his radio show back on December 9th, but I don't know whether a caller said that to him first or what, but it is wrong. Okay. The Plano Independent School District actually put out a statement saying, we don't prohibit anybody from wearing colors.
I have a little thing on my head. In Saginaw, Michigan, the township opposes red and green clothing on anyone. In Saginaw Township, they basically said, anybody, we don't want you wearing red or green. I would dress up head to toe in red to green if I were in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, that's a great story, if only it were true. The people in Saginaw, Michigan say there is no such ban of any sort in the school district or anywhere else in Saginaw, Michigan, to keep people from wearing red and green. So I'm not sure where he's getting his, quote, facts, but this is why I say it's a false war, and it's Fox News that's waging war. They are convinced that they're going to trump this up. Because, you know, Bill O'Reilly's a Catholic. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you say, what would Jesus do? And Jesus would not take offense. If somebody said, best wishes of the holiday season, Jesus isn't going to say, you know, I don't like the way you said best wishes. I wanted a different way. I wanted a certain way. No. Jesus would be happy to get a best wishes greeting of any sort. And so should any Christian. That's why this war is absurd. Well, in any case, we've got a little bit more. So let's go on to the next clip and let's hear just a little bit more of the phony war on Christmas.
Now, Father, we had almost the exact same discussion, Father McBrien, about the priest pedophilia scandal. When I just said, look, we can't get one cardinal, one archbishop to come on a program and say anything. And now here we are again, the same thing except for Sheehan. What's going on?
Well, first of all, Bill, this is a very different sort of issue. I mean, the pedophilia crisis and scandal that it was associated with it was enormously significant. In fact, I think the most important crisis the Catholic Church in America has ever faced. This controversy over a Christmas celebration, whether to say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, or to allow nativity scenes, creches, and so forth, or to call Christmas trees rather than holiday trees, is a very minor issue in comparison.
Look, here's the deal. We got 65 million American Catholics, okay? And they don't hear a word from any Catholic leadership on the subject at all. The Protestants have...
Okay, let me stop it there and say a couple things about this. So first of all, he basically started by claiming that since he can't get an archbishop or a cardinal to come on his program to take on the war on Christmas, to be as outraged as he is, that they're out to lunch and that it's similar to them not being willing to come on and talk about pedophilia. That is just such a stupid comparison. The reason he can't get a cardinal or an archbishop to come on his show to talk about this phony war on Christmas is they have better things to do. They're not hiding and ducking and cowards, as he calls people that won't come on his show. There are just some people that have the good sense not to go on his show. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is that he's convinced Catholics should be outraged about this. Again, a true Christian would not be outraged.
Of at least a half dozen. We have Falwell, Wildman, they're going to be on next week. We've got campaigns that the Protestants have organized to say to retailers, hey, listen, if you disrespect the holiday of Christmas, we're going to let our people know. All of this is in play on the Protestant side, Zippo on the Catholic side. Go ahead.
But Bill, it's a certain segment of the Protestant side, and I don't intend to diminish them or to put them down. But mainstream Protestants generally are in the same boat, as it were, as mainstream Catholics and their bishops. Look, for decades, Catholics and mainstream Protestants have bemoaned the commercialization of Christmas, the using the religious aspects of the feast to sell products. And what's happened, two things have happened. One is that this nation has changed. In 1955, Will Herberg, a very famous social scientist, wrote a book called Protestant Catholic Jew. In 1955, that was the religious landscape of this country. The only real non-Christians in this country were Jews, and they were a small minority. Today, there are many, many millions of non-Christians beyond the Jewish community. And so, you know, business is business. It's out to make a profit, and it doesn't want to alienate potential customers.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's so dope.
Okay, so he says that's dopey. Well, there's no question that that is a very rational point of view. And O'Reilly's upset because he's bringing people on, and he can't get them to be indignant about this phony issue. And so... He's a little out of control, and that's all the time we'll spend on that. Except I'll give you one more thing. He had a caller to his radio show call in and say that the post office is no longer selling religious postage stamps. Well, he just took that at face value and said, I think it's the first time ever, right? to the caller. And he says, yeah, I think it's the first time in my lifetime the U.S. Postal Service has not had a spiritual stamp for people like you who would like them. Well, they have spiritual stamps. I was down at the post office the other day. They have the Madonna and Child stamps. And so this caller was misinformed, but O'Reilly just, when somebody calls in, rather than say he'll check it out, he just accepts it as evidence because it confirms what he already believes. That is what 20%ers do. 20%ers on the far right or the far left are looking to have their preconceived notions and their prejudices confirmed. They're not looking for at the evidence first and then making decisions. They have a position, then they look for evidence that supports it. That's why I was so, I think that the Bush administration's approach to the Iraq war was so scary, because that's essentially what they did. Well, this is a good time for a break. And when we come back, I'll explain who else is jumping on this bandwagon. Our old friend